Last year was a record year for Czech tourism, with over 6.4 million tourists visiting the Czech Republic. So far this year, visitor figures have been down by 10% on last, prompting speculation that tourism in the Czech Republic has reached its peak. But Tomio Okamura, spokesperson for the Association of Czech Travel Agencies, has a different view. He believes that the potential for tourism here has been left largely unrealized, and last week he launched a blistering attack on those who he said were watching Czech visitor numbers fall and doing nothing about it. Rosie Johnson has the story.
You wouldn't think it, trying to elbow your way through the hundreds of tour groups that fill central Prague at the moment, but visitor numbers to the Czech capital are in fact down on last year by a remarkable 10%. Yesterday, Tomio Okamura, who is responsible for bringing tens of thousands of Japanese tourists to the Czech Republic every year, issued a warning that this trend would continue if Czechs did not pull their socks up.
Current situation is not so good. Main reason is that most of people who has potential to come to Czech Republic already came. There is big question how to invite these people for the second visit. We are in the very hard competition with Austria, but Austria hasn't problems as Czech Republic regarding pickpockets, regarding bad behavior.
The bad behaviour tourists complain about most often takes the form of those dastardly pickpockets and rogue taxi drivers. Okamura says that the Czech government has known about these problems for a long time, and still it pours its money into administration, rather than tackling these problems on the ground. What's more, tourists are turning away from the Czech Republic because they no longer perceive it as a cheap place to go. But according to Okamura, it need not all be doom and gloom. Most visitors only ever visit Prague on a trip to the Czech Republic, and if the rest of the country were to develop different sorts of tourism to attract visitors elsewhere, then this might well pull visitor numbers back up. But again, there's a catch.
There is total shortage of the big international hotels in the historical town in Czech countryside. So there is very problematic situation that local businessmen don't want to build new hotels because there is not tourists. But travel agencies cannot send their tourists because there is not big hotels. So there is necessary to make some incentives.
Czech Tourism, who promote the Czech Republic as a place to visit, respond that they have been doing all they can with the money that they have. According to them, they have spent 98% of the 238 million crowns they were given by the EU to attract foreign visitors Czechwards. Their budget has gone on targeted advertising campaigns, with posters saying, "Mozart visited Prague 5 times, what about you?" in Austria, and "The Czech Republic, a sea of possibilities in the heart of Europe," featured on Italian billboards. Another big initiative has been encouraging Czechs to go on holiday in their own country, and this seems to have been bearing fruit. With 57% of Czechs packing their suitcases and heading somewhere else in the Republic on holiday, maybe they know something that we don't.